6 o'clock. We start the Mishnah again on Pei Tesim Ra'alaf. Took the Mishnah, Navi HaSheker, a false Navi, HaMisnavi Mashali Shama, that says Nevuah of what he didn't hear, and we spoke it yesterday. The Chinuch says that he has to be a Navi and then turn into a Shakran. He's never a Navi, he's not Ivor the Sisser. He would not get Chenek. Now, I did mention that the Urayim says that a person should not tell someone else, this is what the Rabbanu Shlomo told me. Because, even though he's not a Navi, but it's still not a nice thing, not a right thing to do. Umashloi Nemerloi, what he didn't hear, what wasn't told to him. The second one is, it was a true Nevuah. It wasn't something that was made up, but it wasn't set to him. It was set to a different Navi. As the Gemara explains later, Nevi'im are aware of Nevuah set to other Nevi'im. They're not supposed to be the ones to teach it, but they're the ones to, they know about it. And if someone says it, it wasn't told for him to say, Chai Misa.
They know that Hashem spoke to this other guy?
Yes. They know, every Navi is aware of all Nevuah. So the Gemara says. And, so that's two, right? The Misa is B'day Adam. Avla Kaivish is Nevuah, say. A Navi who refuses to say Nevuah, right? He has a Nevuah that he does not share, and he's supposed to. The word Nevuah, Rashi says, comes from the word Niv Savsayim, to speak. A Navi is a speaker, one who passes on the word of Hashem. Now, he was told to pass on, and he doesn't. Or a Mavater al Divri Navi, or one who does not listen to a Navi. Now the Mishnah does use an interesting terminology of the word Amavater al Divrei Navi. We'll see in a minute in Rashi. Or Navi Shavar al Divrei Atzmai. Or Navi that doesn't listen to his own Nevuah. That's what he was told. Misasa B'day Shemayim. Those will get Misa B'day Shemayim, Shenemar, Anoichi Edrish Me'imai. Those are not punishable by man, those are punishable B'day Shemayim. Rashi. Actually, Nemel le'apin shenemel le'chaveri, but Gemara Yalla for the Gemara will learn it out. Hakayvish Nevuasai, Shaloi Amra Kigan Yaina Ben Amitai. He didn't say it like Yaina. Yaina was a Kayvish Nevuasai, Rashi says. Question is, so why wasn't he Chayev? So there's a Chubas Radvaz. The Radvaz explained that Yaina wasn't Chayev. Yaina refused to accept Nevuah. It was the first time he was given a mission. So Radvaz wants to say it's a Navi who is already an acting Navi who doesn't give over his Nevuah as Chaya Misa. But one who is appointed as a Navi that rejects the appointment or delays the appointment is not Chaya Misa. This was the first time Yaina was sent on a Nevuah. And therefore the Radvaz wants to offer it wasn't a Kaivish Nevuah as of yet because it wasn't that he was a Navi who refused. He refused the mantle of Navi. And therefore, that's what the Radvaz wants to say in one shot. Second shot the Radvaz wants to say is that Yaina didn't say he's never going to say it. He decided to take his time about it, hoping that things would work out in Nineveh before he had a chance to carry it out, but he was delayed. He planned to do it. One day he'll get around to it. At this point he wasn't. So therefore he wasn't the Kaivish Nevuasai, he was the delaying of the Nevuasai, and that's not Kaivish Nevuasai. So the Radvaz says. Rashi HaKaivish Nevuasai, right, Vata Divrei Navi, Rashi says HaMafkiram, he treats it like Hefker, Shlei Chashash, Lamash, Amar LeHaNavi. Doesn't worry about what the Navi says. Now the Rambam Paskins, anybody who doesn't listen to the Navi is Chai Misa V'dei Shemayim. So Mechatzchinuch has the following question. So anyone who doesn't listen to any mitzvah saseh in the Torah should be chayav for not listening to a Navi. Because since Moshe Rabbeinu is the one that gave us the Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu was a Navi, right? Moshe Rabbeinu ha'avlan v'yim l'kaidman l'fanav l'pa'am achrov. So one who doesn't keep any mitzvah in the Torah is being mevatar al divrei Navi. And therefore, why isn't any bitul aseh chayav misa b'dei shemayim? That's the Mechatzchinuch's question. Therefore, the Mechatzchinuch says he would say that Mevata al Divrei Navi is not somebody who doesn't listen to a Navi, but someone who is Mezauzel the Divrei Navi. That's why he goes with the word Mevata. He treats it lightly, he disparagingly. It's not just he doesn't listen, but he's Mezauzel in it. Whereas if a person just doesn't listen, that would not be considered a Chiyum Misa V'dei Shemayim. That's what the Mechatzchinuch wants to offer. With that, he answers a few questions. As we go along, I'll point them out. That's what he wants to say. He said, if not of the fact that the Rama Machinach say, one who doesn't listen, this is what he would offer to say. Other Rachmanim want to say that Torah is not called Nevuah. True, Moshe Rabbeinu was a Navi, but he didn't teach us Torah as a Navi. It was Shechina Medaberes Mitech Groinai. It was a higher level. It's a higher level than Nevuah. And therefore, the not listening to a Navi does not kick in. But it's not the halacha of not listening to a Navi. So what the Rebbeinu wants to do, it's his business. But that's what they want to answer. It's not considered a Navi. Others want to say that if there's a specific other punishment, what happens if the Navi said, and if one doesn't listen to me today, the punishment will be A. So that means, obviously, part of the Navua was that the punishment is different than the regular not listening to the Navi. So if the halacha in Atseis are that there is no punishment prescribed in the Torah, it's as if the Navi told us that for not listening to this, you won't get Misa B'nei Shemayim. It's an exemption. Because the Torah writes punishments for whatever punishments are given. So by not writing a punishment, it's like an exemption was given to the regular halacha of not listening to a Navi. So two of the three truths whom I mentioned assume that Torah is treated like a Nevuah plus. The middle teretz I mentioned is to say the Torah is a different gedder, it's a different type of thing, and therefore does not enter into the whole Shiloh. Again,
as the Poshet said, Al Pi Hashem Begat Moshe. It's just the Pi Hashem on Moshe just gave it over what Hashem told them.
Well, every Navi is giving over what Hashem told them. Teretz is, it's a higher. Did you say the second teretz? That's what you're saying. Back to the Gemara.
A regular Navi, he gets the Nevuah, can he say it in his own words?
Yeah, a Navi usually says it in his own words. He gets a vision, and the interpretation of the vision is given along with the vision. Again, we don't understand the Nevuah. He sees a vision, but with the vision, he clearly understands the interpretation. It's like he has no shaila what it means.
Now
he has to make, and then he uses his own words to say it over.
Very good. Worst thing, though, is going to say Terence Rush.
Yeah, that's right. Tyre is a higher level than that.
Says chasoin nishiyu, chasoin nishivishin.
Right. Habal, back to the Gemara. Hamisnavi b'shem avedis kachav. Somebody says a nevuah in the name of avedis zara, even if he is saying a correct thing, as the Mishnah will say momentarily. Right? Makach amra avedis kachav. I feel a kivin es halacha. He said, Pa'ir said, don't eat chazer. Pa'ir said, put on tefillin today. Pa'ar told you to do this. If Pa'ar is saying in Nevuah, he's prophesying in the name of Pa'ar, even if he's telling you to do something that's correct to do, that's a... Now, again, this is a Navi who is Misnavi B'Shem Avedis Kachavim. If he's not a Navi, not so simpashnis, he would not get killed. He has to be a Navi. If he's not a Navi, he's not a... Stambishtaita. Somebody walks over and says, Avedis Zara told me something. See, come, you know, maybe see a psychiatrist. It's not like he's a Navi. Here we're talking about a Navi, and he's Misnavi B'Shem Avedis Kachavim. It's Chai Misa. Chai Chenak. Well, we'll see soon. It's saying, that's Chenak, yeah. Habal Eishas Ish. Now we're finishing off the Chiyuvi Chenak. One who lives with an Eishas Ish, Kibish and Ifnas and Lushus Habal, the Mesu and Avrish by Nivala. Habal Eishas Ish, Haris Abba Chenak. And Arusa gets Skila. And the Sua gets Chenak. The Sua does not have to mean they consummated the relationship. It could be that they just had chuppah, that turns it into a nesuah, even though she never consummated the relationship. The zayman be baskayin abayla, somebody, Adam zaymanim who wanted to give baskayin sreifa, they don't get sreifa, they get chenek, because they wanted to give him chenek. So they get his misa, we learn it out, kasha zaman lazos v'ochiv v'ochiv v'loy lachaysay, that whenever they wanted to give her sreifa and him misa, even though they normally would get her misim, that's the stricter one, Xeris HaKasav, that just like the Bayala, the one who lives with her gets Chanuk, the Zaymim gets Chanuk as well. So Machlokes Rashi and Taisus, whether that's only if they know who he is. What if they only testify about her, they couldn't identify the one living with her. So they're giving her Sreifa and giving him nothing. And then they're found Zaymim. So Rashi's opinion is, then in that case, they would get Sreifa. It's only when they gave him Chenek and her Sreifa that normally we go by the stricter one that the Torah made an exception. But the Tysus' opinion is no, that Zayman Bas Kayim will always get Chenek, even if they never came to give anybody Chenek, just Sreifa.
And Arusa gets,
Yeah, if she's a Nara Murasa. Nara Murasa. Shka Muzamim Magdimim Vaisa Misa. All Muzamim, all Adam that are found Zemim, Magdimim Vaisa Misa means are headed to the same Misa that they wanted to give the person they incriminated. Chutz Mizemim Mibatskari Nabayala. The ones who are Zemim Baskayan Ubayala. This is a diak towards Rashi. Could have just said Chutz Mizemim Baskayan. When I talk about other people, Rashi's mashma, Rashi said, when there's a bio, then they get chanak. But when they have no identification of a bio law, then they don't. Tana
Rabbanan. Can you ever explain how does one become a Navi, or how do people recognize
no, the Gemara doesn't talk about Navi. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisrei HaTorah talks about how people become a Navi. Not so simple. How does one person prove his Navua? He has to predict the future and it works. That's how he's machzik himself in Navuah. Or he predicts the future and it works if it's l'tay. If it's l'ra, it doesn't incriminate him because HaKadosh Baruch Hu can change his mind. The Rambam Paskins, I'm not going to Navuah now, but the Rambam Paskins that someone who promises, if somebody predicts bad and it doesn't happen, is not a riot and it's not true. So Hashem will have, Tshuva can take away the bad Zera. But if the Navi says something good will happen, that has to happen. That's, once the Navi said it, it's not removable anymore. Therefore, he predicts something good and it doesn't happen. He has disproven his Nevuah. He's not a Navi.
The Nevuah we have, the common Nevuahs we have,
they were Nevuah Mukzakim beforehand, correct? Via Mukzakim beforehand. Once he's a Navi Mukzak, he's a Navi. There are three ways that a Navi can get killed by Chenek, and three ways that he's Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim. Hamisnabi Vashaloi Shama, he makes up a Nevuah. Vashmashaloi Nemerloi, he doesn't make it up, but it wasn't told to him. Or Hamisnabi Mishem Avedis Gechavim, Misasim B'dei Adam. HaKavish is Nevuah, say one who withholds his Nevuah. Hamavatar Adivri Navi, the way the Rambam and the Chenek learn, we'll learn like that. One who doesn't listen to a Navi, but Navi Shavar al Divrei Atzmai, Vesasim B'dei Shemayim. Basically, the Brisa repeated the Mishnah because the Mishnah put the three first ones differently. First it said two, then it said the other three, then it went back to the third one, the Chayim Misa. The Brisa lumped them together. Three are Chayim Misa B'dei Adam, three are Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim. Frantic Marmanahani Mili. Where do we know that these people are Chayim Misa B'dei Adam? Where does it say it? The Gemara of Yudam Radam Akro, Achanavi Ashiyazad Ludavar Zabar Bishmi, a Navi who will intentionally speak something in my name. Right? It says, the Pasuk says, Eis Asher Loit Tzivisiv Ludavar. Right? So we say, Yazad Ludavar Zabar Bishmi, it could have just said, Achanavi Ashiyazad Ludavar Zabar Asher Loit Tzivisiv Ludavar. Achanavi Ashiyazad Ludavar Asher Loit Tzivisiv. So we say there's two Isurim here. The Davar Davar Bishmi means he makes something up in my name that I never said. Zam Esnavim Asheloi Shama. Asheloi Tzivisiv, the next part of the Pasuk is saying, I didn't command him. Mashma, I did command somebody else. Halukhameri Tzivisiv. So if he makes up a new one, or he says over what he wasn't supposed to say, it's true, but it's not his job. It's Chayim Misa. The Pasuk says at the end, "Umeis Hanavi Ahu," and Ashiyadaber B'Shem Elohim Achirim. The Pasuk continues; he speaks in the name of other gods. So the halacha is Zav Misnab B'Shem Avedis Kachav Mechzuv Umeis Hanavi Ahu Chamis Hamura B'Teres Tam Ein Elochanek. Whenever the Teres says the word Misa without identifying, it means Chanek. Hakayvish is Nevuah. Sorry, one who is told is Nevuah, and Hamavata Divrei Navi doesn't listen to a Navi. The Navi Shavar Divrei Atzmi Sosim Veshemayim Chsiv, as it is written, Vaish Asher Lo Yishma says, and a man who doesn't listen, right? Aleph. The Kari Bei Lo Yashmiya, the Kari Bei Lo Yishameya. Hoya Ish Asher Lo Yishma El Dvari. So we say Yishma stands for listen. And it also stands for Yashmiya, teach. And it also stands Yishameya, listen to himself. And the word includes three kinds of people. It says, Anoichi Edrish Mi'imai. El Tvarai. The Nafsiv Anoichi Edrish Mi'imai B'dei Shemayim. Now, why we're allowed to do this, I don't know. meaning when can we take a word Yishma and say it also means Yashmiya in Yishameya? I don't know. It's not like it's an extra word. The man who doesn't listen to the Navi should die, B'dei Shemayim, Anochi Edra Shemayimai, which means Misa B'dei Shemayim. But then we're taking the pasuk and we're adding. We're saying it means Yashmiya, Yishameya, I don't know. Sorry from Sinai, I don't know when, as I've said many a time, I really don't have how to make drushes. Rashi, Yish Asher Lo Yishma Hainu Mevater, Korin by Yish Asher Lo Yashmiya Hainu Koyvesh, that somebody who transgresses doesn't listen to his own nevuah. Now we're going to go through cases that we have that this happened. Tzidkiyahu ben Kenana. Tzidkiyahu ben Kenana was a Navi. But Tzidkiyahu ben Kenana became a Navi Sheker. Dechsev. Vayasle Tzidkiyahu ben Kenana karnei barzel. He made himself metal horns and he told Achav Ve'ela Tinagach Asaram, with this you will beat Aram. And Yeshafat did not accept the Nebuah and he said, let's get a real Navi here. And real Navi came and said against Achav. That's when Achav got killed in battle. Now the question is, Tzidkiyahu was a real Navi, and as we see momentarily, he really wasn't his fault. Up to a certain point, it wasn't his fault. He was led to believe that what he was saying was true. He was led to believe that by the spirit of Navis, by the Ruach of Navis. The Navi recounts that upstairs there was a thing, how are we going to pay Achav back? Who's going to persuade Achav to go to war in Aram that he should get killed? So the Ruach of Navis offered its services and says, I will persuade him. And the Ruach of Navis came to Tzidkiyahu and to all other Nevi'ei Sheker and told them a Nevuah. And they were convinced that they were saying a Nevuah. So the Gemara's question is, why is he being blamed for something that he was totally misled? He really believed. It wasn't that he made it up. He believed that he had a Nevuah. If a Navi thinks he's getting a Nevuah and it's a false Nevuah, how is he supposed to obviously, it was supposed to be good enough to persuade Achav. Here is Tzidkiyahu ben Kenana, who is a Navi.
Navi Sheker at this point?
He was a Navi at this point.
A Navi.
A Navi. And he's checked the Gemara, my Havilei Lemevet, Ruach Navis Episei. Why is he chayav? Why you, what did he do wrong? He was misled by the Ruach Navis. Duchsiv Hayayim Hashem, mi yifatas Achav v'yal v'yipol b'ramas gilad. Who's going to persuade Achav to go get killed in Ramaz Gila, to go fight and get killed? And the spirit came out and said, I will persuade him. Hashem said, go do it and you'll be successful. Go do it. Hashem went, but he got punished for it. Because the Gemara gives two reasons. Either because he caused Achav to get punished, or because he offered to lie. And one who lies can't be b'mechitza san kadosh baruch hu. So Navi's offered his services were accepted, he got thrown out, tamim b'mechitzasi, whatever that means, because of what he did. My ruach, amar Rabbi Yechon and Rucha shon Navi's a Yisraeli. So the question is, so what do we want from Tzidkiyahu? That the Gemara havelei l'meidak, he should have understood that it was sheker. Kid Rabbi Yitzchak, like Rabbi Yitzchak tells us, the Amr Rabbi Yitzchak signan echad oylu l'kam neviim, ve'ein shnei neviim misnamim besignan echad. If I understand this correctly, many neviim will receive the same message, but never will they repeat the same words. The rule in neviim is, if you got the same words put into your mouth, that means you're not being told a true nevuah. If you hear five people repeating the exact same words you got as a nevuah, that means you didn't get a nevuah. Because the rule is, no two Nevi'im will say it over the same way. That means their vision will be slightly different, so therefore they'll express themselves differently. If they use the same words of expression, that's a raya, then it's not a Nevuah. It's a rule of Nevuah. So truth is the old one, he got a Nevuah. But once he heard all his colleagues saying the same words, he should have said, it's not a Nevuah. It's impossible that all of us are saying the same thing. And therefore he ended up saying a Nevuah Sheker. He should have understood it.
So where did it come from?
Ruach Navis. It was a misleading nevuah. Ruach Navais. I don't know what Ruach Navais is. Ruach Navais had been killed. His spirit came down and misled Tzitzio to believe that he was getting a nevuah.
He came down and stood before Hashem, and Hashem said,
go mislead Tzitzio. So give him a nevuah shekher.
The nevuah stood before Hashem.
Not the nevuah. Navais is not the nevuah. Navais is a person. He got killed by Achav. So because he got killed by Achav, he was out to take revenge. So now his revenge was, he was going to make Achav believe something that wasn't true. The Ruach Navais upstairs stood in front of Hashem.
And this is what Tzidkiah is seeing.
Tzidkiah saw that. No. In Melachim, it tells us this story, that this was all set up to mislead Achav. Achav, all Tzidkiah saw was the Ruach Navais coming to him. He didn't see Ruach Navais. A vision coming to him, saying, tell Achav to go fight, and then he'll win. And it was not a true nevuah. It was a fake nevuah. Now how is Tzidkio supposed to know that?
I mean, nobody got the same fake nevuah?
All those people with Tzidkio got the same nevuah. That should have triggered in Tzidkio's mind that it's not a nevuah. And he should have said, Rabbi Tzai, it's not a nevuah. It's impossible. The nevuah handbook says this never can happen. And he did not do that. Therefore, he's guilty of saying a nevuah shaker. He had a vision. How is he supposed to know if the vision is true or not? Now, he's a Navi already, remember.
So how do we know which one this is? It's a real Navi. If everybody got the same message, so how do we know?
None of them are, because it's never going to happen. Exactly it. That's the biggest raya, that it wasn't a nevuah.
What's the biggest raya?
The fact that all are saying the same words. They're all saying they had a vision that told them the following words. Anybody who knows Hilchos Nevuah will know that it's impossible the two Nevi'im see the same thing and are told to give over the same message. Sometimes they say the same message, but they always say it slightly different. And if they didn't,
how do we know which one is the right one?
None of them are the right ones. Exactly it.
Everybody got a different nevuah. It's a little different. So how do we know which one?
Both are right. They're both Navi Mukzakim. They're both right. They're not contradicting each other.
So which one can say the nevuah?
Whoever was told to say it. They were both told to say it. Every Navi knows whether he should say it or not. I'm not a Navi. I can't tell you exactly how it works. Every Navi knows when he gets a vision, he should say it. He's given his nevuah to say. Yirmiyah and Avadja both gave Musar the same thought. They expressed it differently. Both were saying truth.
They were like told in the nevuah to say it over. So five people saw it and they were never told to say it over.
All the people by Achav were told to say it over. But it wasn't a real nevuah. Now the Gemara asks, how are we supposed to know that it's not a real nevuah? The answer is, when Tzitzio hears somebody else coming right after him and say the exact same words, and a third guy comes in and says the exact same words, and a fourth guy comes in and says the exact same words, he should have said, Achav, what I said wasn't a nevuah. Retract. Impossible. Never happens. He didn't. That was the nevuah shaker. Because Yoshafat understood it. Yoshafat said, can we have a real Navi now? Tzidkio ben Kenana was a Navi Mukzak. The answer is, Tzidkio knew the Navi handbook. This is not a nevuah. He said to Achav, now can we get a real one? How did Tzidkio know Tzidkio? How did Yoshafat know it? Yoshafat pulled out handbook. Rule 101. No two Navi'im. Amistavim besignan echad. So therefore, obviously, what we're hearing is not a prophecy. Tzidkio should have understood that himself too. That was his mistake. That's when he became a Navi Sheker. Tata Gemara, Avadja Amar, and I'm going to need help in translating these words, Sdain Libcha Hashiacha, the malice of your heart has persuaded you. Yirmiyah Amar, the same thought, but he used the words, Hishi Aischa, Zedain Libcha. Can I have some help?
Your tyranny has beguiled you.
your tyranny has persuaded you, the malice of your heart. Notice the different ways of expression. Both saying the same thing, but no two Nevi'im use the same words. Because they see a slightly different vision that expresses itself slightly different. And therefore they say it differently. If they're saying the same thing, that means they saw the same two visions. No two Nevi'im are given the same exact vision to say over. The way I was taught by my Rebbe Amar is that the Navi sees the vision and immediately understands the exact interpretation of the vision without any shaila.
And so he knows how to give it over.
Then he gives it over with his own words, but his words are keyed into the exact interpretation of the vision. And if it's two Nevi'im, they will have slightly different visions that will be interpreted slightly differently, which will manifest itself in different words used.
Everybody can see this, that Nevuah, even though it's a little different?
No, they were both told to give it over.
Oh.
They were both, not every time is a Nevi told to give it over. In this case, Evadiah was given a Nevuah to give over, Yirmiyah was given a Nevuah to give over. They both were given the same kind of thought, differently.
Well, he doesn't have to give over his
Nevuah? He's told when it's his Nevuah, when it's somebody else's Nevuah. He knows all Nevuah.
He knows others' Nevuah.
He knows everybody's Nevuah. He only is told to give over his. He has no right to give over anybody else's. If he does, he's Chayav Misa. A person can be a Navi, and there can be four Nevi'im at that time. And he says over somebody else's Nevuah, Chayav Misa. Not his job, even though he didn't say a word of a lie, and it was a true Nevuah. And he knew about it from a vision. But obviously the vision did not come with an order, go tell Klal Yisrael. Not your job. It's for informational sake only. He gets all the emails.
What's the purpose of the
message?
What? What's the purpose of the information for him?
Being a Navi is being a Navi. You know, that's part of being a Navi. You get access to all the emails.
Okay, but it's not your job to go and tell
us. Some emails are some emails are directed to you, and some you just read.
I don't get everybody.
What?
You CC them, certain emails. The main thing is CC. The main sentence.
Okay. The Hadig with the Kamri Kulu Kadadi, Shmamin Eloi Kulum Kamri, means it's not a Nevuah. In fact, the Gemara Dumalu Haviyah, the law of Yitzchak, who says he knew this? Maybe Tifiyah did not have the Nevuah manual. So the Gemara, Yeshavat Havahasam, the Kamrlu, Yeshavat said it. The Siv, Vayayim Yeshavat, Ha'ein Poit Navi, is there not a Navi here, Lashem Oid? That's the way the passage goes. Vedim Yishami Itai Maisa, we can ask him. Amalei, so Achav said, "Hikakalhani, we have all these Nevi'im." Amalei, "Kach mukublanim beit Aviyab." I have Maserah from my grandfather. Signa nechad alu l'kam Nevi'im. Nevi'im, many Nevi'im might be given a similar message, but the Einshnei Nevi'im is not them a signa nechad. They will never use the same words. So what you heard now is not a Nevuah. Tifio heard that from Yeshafat. He should have backed down. He didn't back down. That's his Nevuah Shefer. Rashi.
When it says Nevi'im have different styles, it's because.
Again,
the words are
the style comes from their vision that they see, and the interpretation that they receive leads them to a certain style.
Are they injecting their own personality or their own style?
That I don't know. But everything's in Hashem, but I don't know.
After he says
Well, if he finds out that what he had was not in the pool, he better retract it. Should have gotten up in front of Achav and said, Achav, retract, delete. No, because he was an itis still then. It's not his fault. But now he's aware that it's a Nebuah Sheker. He should have said, I'm out of here. Yes. The Gemara, what do you mean? How did... Well, I guess they... I don't know if they actually gave him Asra. He was a Navi Sheker. Did he... I'm just playing around. The what?
Asra is required.
Well, is Asra required to kill him? They didn't kill Tifio Ben Kanana. I mean, how would they have given him Asra is what you want
to
know.
After that. It would have to be after that. Back after that.
I guess. I don't know. I don't know if he could have been Chaya Misa at the point that he's not retracting. I don't know. We're just trying to give you an example of where Nevuah Sheker happened. Rashi, how you normally give a Navi Sheker if other Nevi'im come and say it never happened? He gives Nevuah. What? And they warn him to, you better retract, if not Yechai Misa.
But he hasn't done an action.
Meaning, why is that aimed by Misa at the point that he's being warned it's already aimed by Misa?
They have to warn him for a future.
No, well, they have to warn him about this very thing. That's why it has to be in this very thing. Unless he repeats it again. I don't know. It's a good question. Rashi, Signai, Vayetze Ruach Vayayim Ani Apetenu, Etze Vayisi Ruach Sheker, I will become a false spirit before Kol Nevi'ev and all the prophets. Signai Dvar Melita Shal Ruach HaKadosh, a thought of Ruach HaKadosh. Eilu L'kam Nevi'ev, this is Belibam Loshon, L'zeh B'Loshon Zeh, L'zeh B'Loshon Zeh. V'Kol Echad is the same idea. But V'Ein Shnei Nevi'ev Mestav M'Signai Nechad B'Loshon Echad. V'Eilu Kulam B'Loshon Echad Hayo Aymen D'Fsibini No Kol Nevi'ev. Aymen, Achav said, all the Nevi'ev are saying, in a no divrei Nevi'im pe'echad type. They're all saying good. Okay. That's the Gemara right. Hamisnabi Mashaloi Nemerloi. Where do we find that in history? That someone said a Nevuah, well, wasn't told to him, but it was a true Nevuah. Now, this is a very interesting case because all the Achranim are bothered, it wasn't a true Nevuah. Tigan. Hananiah ben Azor. Hananiah ben Azor sent a Nevuah that wasn't sent to him. The Koy Yermi B'Shuk Elyon. Yermi was in the upper marketplace. The Kamar, and he said the following Nevuah. Koyamar Hashem Tzuakos in the Shaver is Keshes Elam. I will break with Keshes, the strength of Elam. That's the Hananiah Kavachimah Batzmai. The Hananiah made a Kavachimah. Ma Elam Shleba Lazar is Bavam. Amra Kodesh Borokin in the Shaver is Keshes Elam. Elam was just an accessory to Bavel, a helper to Bavel. And Hashem is punishing them. Kaz dem Asmam, the Babylonians themselves, Alachetz Kama Vakama. For sure Hashem is going to punish them. Asa Iyu Bishuk Atachtan, so he comes to the lower marketplace. Amar, and he said, Kayamra Hashem, Tzvakai Selekei Yisrael, Leimar, Shavarti Es Oil Melech Bavel. I have broken the yoke of Melech Bavel. Now, that Nevuah is true. Kavachimer makes it a true Nevuah. The Gemara is going to say in a moment. Let's read the next Gemara. This is the Nevuah that's never said. Amalek, even the Yisav, Kavachimer, the Midrash, command the Itmalei Dami. Command the Itmalei Dami. Dami. Since it's made a Kavachimer, your Latin, the Navi can add something with a Kavachimer. It just wasn't set to him. If your Miyo would have said it, it would have been fine. If he said it, he had no right to say it. Now, the Mashal is bothered. It's not true. Shem did not break Oil Melech Bavel. Wasn't breaking Oil Melech Bavel. For whatever reason, the Kavach HaMer didn't work. The Gemara makes it sound that it was a true Nevuah. Had Jeremiah said it, there would have been no problem. The problem was, Hananiah made it up on his own, and he was never told to say it. Had Jeremiah made it up on his own, based on the Kavach HaMer, that would have been part of the Nevuah. But it didn't happen. The Masha says that there are two parts to the Nevuah. I will break Oil Melech Bavel, and it will happen in 2 years. That's what he said. It's true, Hashem did break Oil Melech Bavel. Didn't say when it would happen. The Kavachimer is true. Bavel got punished for bothering Klal Yisrael. Yirmiyah could have gotten up and said, the Rebbeinu Tam is going to punish Bavel one day. Hananiah could have gotten up and said, the Rebbeinu Tam will punish Bavel one day, and he would have been saying 100% the truth, except he would have been either saying something that wasn't said to him. He added the word in 2 years. That was made up. That was Sheker. The part that Hashem will punish Bavel was not Sheker. It just wasn't his job to announce it. The part that it'll happen in 2 years, that was Sheker. We're not zeroing in on that part. We're zeroing in on the part that he said that Hashem will punish Bavel. 100% true, Hashem will punish Bavel. Elam is just an accessory to Bavel, and they're getting punished for sure, the worst Russia. Hashem is punishing Elam for bothering Klal Yisrael. Bavel is for sure going to get punished.
And Yirmiyahu knew that the other Nevuah was not
knew that the other Navi did not get a Nevuah?
He knew that, yes. That's part of what a Navi is taught, correct?
So now so he knows who gets Nevuah.
Every Navi knows. Every Navi knows who gets Nevuah.
If he doesn't get it, that means the other person didn't get it.
Exactly. Now, had Yirmiyo added that in, would have been no problem. Hashem will punish Bavo. It's Kabul Chaymer. You're allowed to add to the pool with Kabul Chaymer.
Is no one troubled by that concept?
No. Because the Shlaish HaShemit is out there and addresses them, it's true to Nevuah as well. It's part of what Hashem is saying. Except, you have to be told it, not somebody else. I mean, if Yechanani would have gotten up and said, this Yirmiyo is saying this Nevuah, we can make a Kabul Chaymer. That would have been different. He said, Koyam Hashem.
What about Ayan Shemin Adin?
I saw somebody ask that question. I thought it was a cute question. Ayan Shemin Adin means we don't punish Min Adin. To say that they're punished, some will punish them. I don't know if that goes into Ayan Shemin Adin. But I did see somebody ask the question. I didn't read the answer. I smiled when I saw the question and I went right. Something my advice is. Hamasnavi Mashem Avenis Kachavim and Nevi'e Habal. They were Nevi'e Mabal, meaning they were once Nevi'e and they turned into Nevi'e Habal. Hakavish Nis Nevo'aso, Yayne Ben Amitai. Hamavata Adivre Navi, who's the one that didn't listen to the Navi? The Chavre de Micha. The story over there that Achav released Ben Hadad. He captured the king of Aram and as a merciful act released him again. And that was not the Ratzon Hashem. Hashem wanted Achav to finish Aram off. And the Navi was going to act out that Karito was going to get punished because of that. And the act out was supposed to be that the Navi tells his friend, hit me. Hashem said you should hit me. And the other person said, I am not hitting you. You're a Navi. I'm not hitting you. Hashem said you should hit me. And he refused to listen to the Navi. So that's a Mavatal Divrei Navi. It was Chayav Misa B'nei Shemayim. Says the Ish Echad b'nei Anaviim Amar El Re'eyu b'dvar Hashem Hakeni No v'yimoh an Ish La'Kaisai. Chesed v'yayim Elo Yana Shaloi Shemata. You didn't listen, you will die. Vashi Chavei Demichad Chesed Ish Echad b'nei Anaviim Amar El Re'eyu b'dvar Hashem Hakeni No Zehoyim Michiol Ben Yimoh. She Disnavi Oisayim Al Achav Lipol B'yad Aram. He was saying the vua that Achav would be punished by Aram. B'nei Shenovu Ben Adad B'yada because Adad had been captured by Achav. He was the king of Aram. V'shocher l'shalom, and he let him go. V'ayin to come Achav v'yishof et l'yidaber like toiv timra. When he brought Michiah back a second time, Achav said he never says good about me; only says bad. Meishin esnavik kvarizuwalo, because he had already had an experience of Michiah when Michiah had said bad about him. So the kibbutz chaver is devarov, and the friend of Michiah did not accept his words. And that was not listening to a navi. The navi shavra divrei atzmai. When do you have a navi that transgresses his own word? He got an Eidoi HaNavi. Eidoi the Navi. Eidoi was sent to tell Yeravam that he was going to get punished for being Eved Aved Zara. And he was told he's not allowed to eat or drink anything until he comes back home. As he was leaving the city, an old man came to him afterwards and said, come eat with me, come back. And he came back and he said, eat with me. So he said, I'm not allowed to eat. He said, Hashem said you could eat. And he listened to the other person and transgressed his own Nevuah. That was a mistake he made. He thought that for some reason this Navi was telling him, he thought this old man was a Navi who had once been a Navi, who became a Navi Sheker, and told him a lie that Hashem had said you could eat. He should have known that if Hashem told him he can't eat, he was going to find out if he can't eat, if he's allowed to eat, and he did not. He ate, and he got eaten by a lion. That's what happened to this Eidah HaNavi, yes. We'll talk about that. A Navi is allowed to tell people to transgress the Torah. Yes, so this is another example, just not as a Yoba Harakaima becomes the example because it's a public thing, whereas this is a private one-to-one. Also, some hold that you're allowed to be Marichon being kept. This is the big controversy about if you're allowed to go paintballing. Because when they paintball, they shoot at each other and it can cause wounds. So basically what you're telling the person when you go paintballing is, wound me. Can a person do that or not? that gets involved in the whether paintballing is permitted. So those who say it's usher, one of the reasons they say is that they feel it shouldn't be done by B'nai Torah, but that's another issue. But the second issue is they hold that it's making wounds in people. It's usher to make a wound in a person. But Teretz is the guy saying, wound me. That's what I'm here for. To wound and get wounded. So that becomes... tackle football is not like... I mean, I understand the frequency. Again, I never went paintballing. The frequency of wounding and paintballing is more than in tackle football. I think. Again, I can't... But it's an idea. Basically, those bicycles... It's a silent bicycle. Can you tell somebody... Meaning, you can tell somebody what you want. Is it legal to wound someone when he gives you permission to wound them? It's an instant to wound someone, to hit someone. That's what it boils down to. So, assuming not, it's still a Navi. Yes?
It's true that every Navi
goes
everyone else is the Ruah. It's a little odd that he would have eaten.
Yeah, the Rachmanim are very bothered by this. So they say the following. They say he was told not to eat, so he goes back home. He left on his way back home. It was brought back. So when the Navi tells him, now you're allowed to eat, he reinterpreted when Hashem said not to eat, so he goes back home, so he leaves the city on his way back home. And therefore, his Nebuah never asked it. That's what his reinterpretation is. Even though your question of why doesn't he aware that Hashem told this Navi to tell him to eat? I don't know. Good question.
Didn't we hear that in Rashi also with David, who was to wait a whole day? Who was that? Didn't wait a whole day?
That was like Shaul.
Same thing, right?
Didn't wait, yeah.
So now he can be misinterpreted his own as
well? Well, he was misled here by this other Navi. It's not. He had interpreted correct the first time. He was right the first time. He had understood it correctly the first time. Now that the second person is telling him that Hashem told you to eat,
he didn't have that Nabu also?
He did not.
Who
did not be checking? He made it up.
So what happened? Why did he believe it?
That's a good question. I said that I never bothered by it. I have no good answer.
Do we know what happened to the other Nabi?
He died. He was buried next to this man. He left the will that they should bury him next to the Nabi Amos.
He's doing a bear by
looking. Yeah, he did. He was Chayim Misa. Midei Shemayim. Got eaten by a lion. He went back with him. And the lion found him. Rashi ate that novish in the snaba on Mizbach Bebeisel. Mizbeach Bebeisel. Takes out the word Hashem. It wasn't Mizbeach Hashem. So he rubbed Makhtaral. Bliba Yamga Yashiok Sivahoya Eda. Story is said by Yeshio that Yeshio carried out that Nebuah that Eder had said that one day this Mizbeach will be destroyed. He came, do not eat bread and drink water. They take out the words of Makam Hazeh. That's the Gemara by the Tamir Kameh Kana Kameh Rav Chisda. Hakavish is Nebuah Se Loika. One who holds back his Nebuah will receive Malkus. Now there's a big problem with the Rishonim is why? What love is the Eivor? There's no love. It's punishable mitzvah b'dei shemayim, true, but what love is the Eivor?
First one is Eivor Maisa.
Eivor Maisa. So, someone to say, Titus wants to say, that it's not a Malkus for what he did, it's a Malkus to make him go do it. Somebody doesn't want to sit in the sukkah, we can hit him so he can go sit in the sukkah. Somebody doesn't want to put on tefillin, we're allowed to hit him to go put on tefillin. So we hit him in order to make him say his nevuah, not as a punishment, but as a incentive to go do what he's supposed to do. In fact, the Gemara Amaleis of Chizda said, "Man the Achat Tarmi Ba'Adam Lucky." Somebody eats dates out of a sifter, he gets malchus. Meaning, this is a mashul used to say, "How in the world are you going to give this guy malchus?" He's as innocent as a person eating dates out of a sifter. Why? Because Ma Masur Bey. Who's going to come and tell him you're not saying your Nevuah? Who comes over to him and says, hello, say your Nevuah? Dr. Gemara, Amrabaya Chavre Nevi'ei. his friends, the Nevi'im, will warn him, you have a job to do. Practical Gemara, no Yadi. How do they know? I'm Rabbi Dechsev. Shem does not do anything till he reveals his secrets to all the Nevi'im. All Nevi'im are aware of all Nevu'ah. Practical Gemara, Vadumah Hagibe. Maybe Hashem had told the Navi this, and then this retracted and told him not to say it. So the Gemara meets the Hagibe, do have a mighty Lakula Nevi'im. Not true, because had there been a retraction, all Nevi'im would have been informed of the retraction.
What time
is it? I don't know. Maybe they just told the original, they're not kept up to date.
So the whole purpose...
That's the Kasha. And for the Gemara, that they are informed of the up to date. Correct the Gemara. Yaina the Hadju Bevi Loyadiyu. Yaina, they changed his mind. Hashem said Nineveh would be turned over. Nobody ever told Yaina that Nevuah has been retracted. Says the Nineveh Nebecha. Dr. Gemara, Yaina Mikare Nineveh Nebecha Amrilay. They just said the word Nineveh will turn over. There's two ways to turn over. You can turn over physically, and you can turn over by becoming good people. The Nevuah said Nineveh Nebecha. It's true. Never was retracted. Because, it's true, it happened. Yeah, he just didn't know what it meant. But the Nevuah happened. He thought it was for bad. Right? This is not like the part they said that Yaina didn't want to go because he didn't want to see Gaim do tshuva when Klai Yisrael doesn't do tshuva. This is saying Yaina didn't want to go because he didn't want to get people killed. And he didn't know what the Nevuah would be. But Nepechus meant they would change their actions. That's also Nepechus. Let's catch up with Rashi. Look to Rashi, Tami Barbila tomorrow, and the son of the Kibra. Do Mahagibe, Pamaya Shemaila. Maybe upstairs they changed their minds. But Nicham Alaroa and Hashem retracted his bed. The Hainem Yoidim. The Hainem Asrinim Be Hasroa Suffolk. Now Rashi uses the word Hasroa Suffolk that seems to indicate it is a punishment. See, Titus would just say, The Hainem Asrinim Be, how could they warn him to go say it? Maybe he's not Mechuyev to say it. How can you yell at him to go say it? Maybe he doesn't have to. Hayayin the Hajibe, Mahapaychas Nimve. Mikara Nimve Nepechas Amrle, Beruach HaKadosh. Mash Menami L'Taiva, that could be for good. Shehavkum Asei Merol L'Taiva. They will turn from bad to good. The Kivin Sheshavu, when they did Tshuva, this guy Manavu, Avalon Mahadra, Hashem never changed his mind. The Nevu was kept. Nimve Nepechas.
I don't get it. So he has to interpret.
Again, his interpretation was the word Nineveh Nebecha. That was a true interpretation.
I understand, but why would we give... It's 50-50. Why am I supposed to choose...
You're not supposed to choose anything. You're supposed to say Nineveh Nebecha and let it work out itself.
He's saying Nebecha to who?
Shem told Yaina, Nineveh will be turned over.
And what am I supposed to do with that?
Nothing.
Just sit there and just...
Go tell Nineveh the Nevuah. He was given a Nevuah to give to Nineveh.
Right.
Tell Nineveh.
I'm going to tell Nineveh that Pephas, right? So what are they supposed to do with it?
They did tshuva.
And what did he think they were supposed to do?
Again, the question the Gemara had was, Hashem changed his mind and Yaina wasn't told.
Yaina was not told, right? Okay.
It says here that Hashem changes his mind, every Navi is told. Answer is, Shem did not change his mind.
Did Yona do exactly what Hashem said, or he picked it correctly?
Yona is given a Nevuah to go tell Nineveh that Nineveh Nebecha. He does not go. Ultimately, he ends up going. He tells Nineveh to leave Nebecha. And they do tshuva, and they're not Nepecha. And he gets all upset.
Because?
He said Nineveh Nepecha, and it didn't happen.
Okay.
Hashem gave him the whole story with the kikayin, haikilay achas, that's what the story on Yaina is. Listen to Master Yaina, a beautiful story. Now, bottom line, was the Nevuah kept or not? If it wasn't, why wasn't he informed that it wasn't going to be kept? And he didn't have to get upset. The answer is the Nevuah was kept. The Nevuah could have manifested itself in one of two ways. Either way would have been Nepechas. There was no reason for Hashem to let him know it's not being kept. It was kept in one of the two possible ways. The city had a choice to be mahapik one way or be nishapik the other way. So the nevuah was kept. There was no reason for Hashem to send a retraction. We have a rule. Hashem informs the Nevi'im of all the retractions. This one was not informed. The answer is there was no retraction. There were two interpretations. Hashem went from one to the other. That's not a retraction. Jonah should have understood on his own that the word nepechus can mean two things.
But what should I do with that?
What do you mean? What? Nothing. Nothing, except that Yain had no reason to be upset. That's all.
He was upset because he thought he was retracted.
Well, doesn't it say that in the pasuk? He said to Hashem, you know, why? He didn't keep what you told him.
So
Hashem made the kikayayin and he got all upset. He said, if Eichle, Ochus,
Anindre. The point I'm saying is that why are we giving Yain an Einish?
He didn't get an Einish.
Or a rebuke.
No, we're not giving him a review.
Hashem
talked to him. He didn't talk to me.
Is it because I interpreted it correctly? Why is Hashem, very simply, why can't it be a black and white? This is going to happen. And so I don't have any, why does it have to be, why is
it? You want to know why the story of Yaina happened the way it happened? I have no idea. The Graal learned the whole story of Yaina is a mushroom to a neshama coming into this world. It's a whole... That's why we read it on Shiloh, why we read it to why we read it in Yom Kippur. What's all kinds of different stuff. But again, this is the story of Yain as it happened. I'm not trying to figure out what's bothering you. I don't understand what's bothering you.
He wasn't told something direct. It was an interpretation of his.
Not an interpretation of his. The words mean, I'm sorry. The interpretation of his is to say Nimve Nepechas, which is a true interpretation. He didn't misinterpret. But his mistake was he understood the word Nepechas in one meaning where it had two meanings. That's all. Rashi. He did Rashi. What? No, he didn't. The question is why wasn't he Kaivish Nevoazvah? Well, he spoke, I don't know if you were here, I spoke it at the beginning. One of two pshatim. Either that this was his first Nevoah, so he refused to go, is not called Kaivish Nevoazvah because he's not another yet. And the second one, that's what the Radvat says, the second shot he says is, he was planning to go, but he was going to take his time. That's not Kaivish Nevoah, it's delaying the Nevoah. Come to Gemara Vayit. Hamavatra al-Divrei Navi, Mina Yada Diyanish. How did the person know that he should get, how would the person know that the Navi is telling him the truth? The Navi says, Koyam Rashem. Right, he tells him, let's say, not in the case of Michio, let's say, in a case, a Navi comes over and says, Hashem wants you to do, drive to New York today. You say to yourself, how do I know he's telling me the truth? But the Gemara, the Yavli Ice, he says to him, I'll prove it to you. Hashem wants you to drive to New York, in a minute, the light will fall off the corner. Just drop. If the light falls off the corner, it's a riot. It's another song. You do it. You better listen. Correct. The Gemara of Michia, the way you have the ice beyanish. Michia never gave the Navi an ice with the other person an ice. He said, hit me. He didn't prove anything. He just said, hit me. Maybe the other person said, how do I know he's saying the truth? But the Gemara, Heche the Muchzik Shaini. The only time the Navi has to prove himself is the first time. Someone comes over to you and says, I am a Navi and Hashem said, drive to New York today. And you say to yourself, how do I know if he's a Navi or a crackpot? And he says to you, in a minute from now, the light at the corner of Taylor and Blanche is dropping, and a minute later it drops, he's a Navi. And if it doesn't, don't listen to him. But if a Navi already has a track record, he's already a member of the Nevi'im Society, he's a Navi Mugzik, then he doesn't have to prove everything he says. Then you listen to him because of who he is. That's Rashi. But now you have the high gavra shazen of the emes. Shakodesh Baruch Hu oinche, then Hakodesh Baruch Hu is punishing him. But the Shem is sovereign shazen of the sheker, the people come about out for him. Therefore he doesn't listen. But the Gemara, heke the hooks of shu tzadik v'no vi emes. Interesting, Rashi puts in the word tzadik. Shu no vi emes. Why tzadik come to play? Rashi of Chumash in last week's parsha again mentioned tzadik. The Ramban zeroes in on that. Why? Either he's a Navi or he's not a Navi. What is... I would usually assume that a Navi is a Tzaddik. I mean, I think it's a fair assumption. But why does Rashi have to stress you Tzaddik for Navi Emes? He's a Muchzik that he's a Tzaddik and a Navi. It's not the Tzaddik that's making you listen to him. It's the Navi part that's making you listen to him. And he's a proven Navi. I mean, there's a lot of proven Tzaddikim, but they're not Navi. Why Rashi says you Tzaddik is a little bit difficult, but... tomorrow. He's not a tzaddik.
Right.
But you would have to listen to, but would you not have to listen to Bilam? If Bilam says Hashem said it,